So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shilya Bebayis Habayis Tomei. If a woman had a miscarriage and expelled an afterbirth sac in the house and its contents become Tomei because Ein Shilya Belevlad. The Shilya is certainly contained in Ibru, which causes Tomei's mess and is Metame Boil. Shimon disagrees and holds Abayis Tar. The house remains Tar because Nimu Kavlad Achalayotza. The Uber disintegrated and became nullified in the greater amount of fluids before it was expelled into the house. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Turn Rabban. Shilya tchilasa daima l'chud shal ariv, v'seiva daima k'turmas. In the beginning, the shilya is small as a thread, and at the end, the shilya is large as a lupine, a type of bean. And v'chalulach k'chatzaitris, the shilya is hollow as a trumpet. And v'ein shilya p'chusim mitafach, a shilya must measure at least one tafach in length to cause tumah. Pshimim Gamliel says, shilya daima l'krukavin shal tan l'goylin shadak and yoytzim imena. The shilya is similar to the gizzard of a chicken with the protruding intestines. The Gemara proceeds with a related brisa. Tanya, Reb Oishia Zeira de Min Chavraya, Chamisha Shiurin Tevach Ve'elohen, Shilya, Shefer, Shedra, Doifin Suko, Ve'ha'ezef. There are five halachas that require a minimum measurement of at least one Tevach in length. Shilya, Hodam Morin, Ein Shilya Bechusimit Tevach, Shefer, Kami Heishir Shefer, Kedei Shechzen Nebiyoda Ve'yir Lekan Lekan Tevach. Shefer must be at least one Tevach long. Shedra, Shedra Shalulav Tzorch Sheyitzim in Ahadas, Tevach. The spine of the lulav must protrude at least one tefach above the adasim. Doifin sukkah, shtayim kilchasin, shlishas havala tefach. A sukkah must have two full walls that are at least seven tefachim long, while the third wall can be even one tefach long. Ezev, the Tanya Reb Chiya, ezev tefach. The grass used for tahara samitzeri must be one tefach long. The Gemara lists several other halachas that also require a tefach, but are not enumerated in the above five for various reasons. Tefach al tefach al rum tefach meruba maybe as a tuma, b'chetz is b'fnei a tuma. An oil that measures one tefach in length, width, and height is considered an oil regarding that it spreads tuma to items under the oil and prevents tuma from items above the oil. And this halacha was not included in the five shira tefach because tefach kamrinan, tefach al tefach le kamrinan. The above five tefachim are only for one dimension, while this tefach applies to all three dimensions. Even hayetzim in a taner tefach umin akirish sholish etzbois chibur. If a large oven has a stone shelf one tefach long, or a small oven has a shelf three etzbois long, they're considered part of the oven, but none of their bigger. And this halacha was not included in the five shiur tefach because b'tzir mi tefach lechazi. The halachas of the above five tefachim do not apply to less than a tefach, while regarding this case, kolshkin de b'tzir mi tefach yatanehu. A shelf less than a tefach is certainly part of the oven. Tanuri banais tefach. An oven used by children must be at least one tefach to be mekabel tuma. Now this halacha was not included in the five shiur tefach because beplukta lekamayri. The above five tefachim are all unanimous, while this tefach is subject to a machlekes. As Reb Meir holds, taner tchilase arba. An oven must initially be four tefachim, while the chacham hold bekatan tchilase kalshu. A small oven may initially be even one tefach. Mizgeres tefach. In the base of Migdash, the border of the shulchan was one tefach high. And this halacha was not included in the five shiur tefach because b'tichsivan lekamayri. The above five tefachim are not explicitly written in the Torah, while this tefach is explicitly written in the Torah. Kapayrus tefach. The cover of the aron was one tefach thick, and this halacha was not included in the five shiur tefach because b'kadshim lekamayri. The above five tefachim pertain to chulin, while this tefach pertains to kadshim. Dai lekayrushi ruchav tefach. One is permitted to carry in the mavi if there is a beam one tefach wide over the entranceway. And this halacha was not included in the five shiur tefach because b'drabban lekamayri. The above five tefachim pertain to halachas that are midiraisa, while this tefach pertains to halacha that is midrabban. The Gemara continues with halachas of shilya. Rav Yehuda Merav says, "Kol shlei shayam rishayin mitoilnes shilya bevlad, kamba eilech rishin levlad acher." A woman that first gave birth to a zachar and then expelled a shilya. Within the first 3 days, the shilya is attributed to this vlad, and there's no concern for another vlad, possibly in the keva. But after 3 days, there's a concern that this shilya is from a different vlad, possibly in the keva, and she's subject to the stringencies of in the keva. The Gemara questions this from another statement of Rav. Ein lavlad misakav acher chaver klum. When the woman gives birth to twins, there is no delay between the first and second vlad, and certainly not for 3 days. The Gemara reconciles as follows. It depends if the first vlad was a stillborn or a healthy child, as Rav says. If the first vlad was a stillborn, and after 3 days she expelled a shilya, there's a concern for a second vlad. While yoldav achka chepil shilya afil mekan ba dasar yamim in cheshin levlad acher. If the first vlad was a healthy child, even if after 10 days she expelled a shilya, there is no concern for a second vlad. The Gemara proceeds with several related halachas. Ein tolnes a shilya elu b'davar shel kayama. We attribute a shilya to a preceding navel only if the navel is a full body that could have developed into a healthy child. But if the navel was only a limb, there is a concern that the shilya came from a different vlad. We attribute a shilya to a preceding navel only if the navel was adam, behema, v'chaya, which usually have a shilya. But we do not attribute a shilya to an if that does not have a shilya. We attribute a shilya to a vlad only if the shilya came after a vlad. But if the shilya came before the vlad, there's a concern that the shilya came from a different vlad. The Gemara proceeds with several incidents in which there was a lengthy interval between the vlad and the shilya, and yet the Chacham attributed the shilya to this vlad because ein ha vlad mis'akev acha chaveri klon.